We see that the Sadducees and the Pharisees very often in the gospel come to Jesus with these very complicated questions. While it is easy to judge that, and typically we don't like to hear these passages, it is interesting when we think about this because in some ways we also sometimes come with complicated questions. Of course, in many ways, this is very normal, very understandable. We think about what's going on. We have thoughts about God. We wonder about the church. And all of that sometimes becomes questions. Some questions are very interesting. Some are also valid, important questions. Some are hard questions. Some are more interesting than relevant. But what is probably true for many of us is that we wonder, that we worry, and that we question. St. Paul says in the second reading to us, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the endurance of Christ." Our hearts, who very normally have these thoughts, reflections and questions, need to be constantly directed toward what really matters. We need to, as we reflected on last week, we need to turn in the right direction. And when we think about that, that's exactly what the Lord did in the gospel. In this conversation with the Sadducees, he directed a question and saw their hearts to what really mattered: God himself, his love. In the end, the answer to that very complicated question brought by the Sadducees was something extremely simple: God himself, who burns always in the bush. A little detour here can be helpful. You've probably heard of Pascal, Blaise Pascal, the famous scientist, mathematician, philosopher of the 17th century. When Pascal died, they found sewn inside his coat, in the lining of his coat, a note that he always apparently kept there. This note, a little text, not too long, that was written there, is called the Memorial, Pascal's Memorial. And it's fascinating, it's really beautiful. Because Pascal had this profound experience one day in which he, who asked the most interesting and complicated questions about God, had a profound personal encounter with the living God. It's not the same. And so he wrote the exact day, an hour of this experience, and then he began the few words he wrote by writing this: "Fire, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of the philosophers and wise, certitude, certitude, feeling, joy, peace, God of Jesus Christ." God, as we know, is not just an idea, not just a problem, but a person. And not just a person, but this person who is alive and present here and now with us. He's alive and has always been alive, and obviously we know this, that we're invited to go deeper into this truth, the fact that God is the living God. And he's always been alive throughout history, encountering concrete persons like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, like each one of us. The living God coming to meet each one of us. What a mystery. His fire, ardent and faithful love, and in the end, this is what really matters in life. When we are in the presence of a friend, we normally don't ask questions about this friend. we are with our friend. Whether in silence or conversation, we are, for some time we are together. Questions can be interesting. Questions sometimes are important and necessary, even when they are hard. But a final answer to all questions, big or small, is the same. It's a simple truth. Fire, God, the living God who never changes and who is right here now with us. And when we believe that this is not just an idea but a truth, the reality, then who can separate us from the love of Christ? Then if God is with us, who can be against us? What can take away our peace? Now God's fire still burns in the bush. A group of monks had this wonderful tradition. They would never approach Holy Communion before first taking their shoes off, just as Moses did before that burning bush. They knew very well that that same fire of love burned all the time, non-stop, in the sacrament of charity. And because God is here and He's alive in this sacrament, then we can also be alive. Then we can receive that life which will never end. This is so good, so simple, so not complicated. That is the good news. This is a revolution of God's love. So much closeness, so much charity, so much fidelity. Because this is so good and so amazing, maybe that's why Pascal in the end, who wrote so many fascinating things throughout his life, was able, after this experience, only to write a few words. Not even sentences. Fire, certitude, joy, peace. We can, and at times we do, go insane with our worries and questions. Sometimes they are vain, but sometimes they are real. Sometimes we face complicated situations. Sometimes what we witness makes no sense. We can go insane by asking the wrong complicated questions. But the answer is always found in this simple certainty. God is alive and close to us. He gives us that eternal love and life. So, if you right now have questions in your heart, even if they are hard, if you have concerns or pains, bring them in your heart, place them at the altar, where they can be transformed, burned in the fire of God's love, in the sacrifice of the Mass. And then, may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the endurance of Christ. He didn't say, once your problems are solved and all your questions answered, then come and find rest. He said, now that you're overburdened, come to me and I will give you rest. He is here. May we find joy and peace in this certitude.